Let's move on to this. Sheikh Muhammad Amin Siraj was the last student of the Wakil of the Ottoman Empire, Sheikh Muhammad Zahid Al-Kawthari, passed away in Istanbul 2 days ago, and hundreds of mourners, including the Turkish President Erdogan, gathered in Istanbul today for the funeral of the scholar. Sheikh Muhammad Amin Siraj passed away on Friday, reportedly after a battle with COVID-19. He was a distinguished hadith scholar, as well as somebody who delivered lessons at Istanbul's Fatih Masjid, where the Janaza Salah was held. He apparently also had a link, or had, the president had some sort of liaison with Muhammad Amin Siraj, and the Turkish president said at the event that he had benefited greatly from his teachings. The pictures coming out of Istanbul today, huge Janaza Salah, and the coffin or the bier draped with a green brocaded sheet, with a turban, a traditional turban placed at its helm. So why is this so relevant? Who exactly was Sheikh Muhammad Amin Siraj? And then we also mentioned the name Sheikh Muhammad Zahid Al-Kawthari. Who was he? Why are these two figures significant, both from a perspective of the hadith sciences, the Islamic sciences, but also from a historical perspective in terms of the generations of scholars, and where exactly did they fit in? Why is this mourned as such a great loss for the field of knowledge? Sheikh Shoaib Ahmed from Pretoria, who has written books, vast biographies of recent scholars from across the Muslim world, keeps painstakingly abreast with developments of scholarship in different parts of the world, has sent this to us, a very brief but beneficial look at the life of Sheikh Muhammad Amin Siraj, his contributions, as well as Sheikh Muhammad Zahid Al-Kawthari.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in wa ba'd. Today we will be sharing some information and some news about an illustrious and a great scholar who departed and passed away Friday night, this past Friday night at around Isha time in Turkey, in Istanbul in particular, in Turkey. He was none other than Sheikh Muhammad Amin Siraj, one of the renowned scholars of the Muslim world in general and particularly of Turkey. Sheikh Amin Siraj was born in Turkey, in one of the provinces known as the Tokat province, in around 1929. He learned the Quran from his father, who was also a scholar, but more importantly, at a time and during the reign of Ataturk, and this was a period when almost all adherence and all kinds of practice of Islam was banned and prohibited. So his father and grandfather were also imprisoned at that time because of their persistence in teaching the Quran. However, as a result of their persistence and the tawfiq from Allah, he completed the memorization of the Quran by the time he was around 10 years old. In fact, he himself makes mention of the fact that his father would wake up late at night in order to teach him the Quran and hide from the soldiers. Thereafter, the father, because of the pressures in their area, they moved to Istanbul, where there were many more ulama who were present. And in Istanbul, he was fortunate to study under many of the renowned ulama and shuyukh and scholars in that particular area, specifically in the Fatih Mosque in the suburb of Fatih in Istanbul. And he benefited from many of them, illustrious scholars like Sheikh Muhammad Khusru Effendi, Sheikh Suleiman Effendi, and various others. He studied various texts in the Hanafi madhab, including books in like Ihya Ulumuddin by Imam al-Ghazali, Al-Shifa by Qati'iyad, Sahih al-Bukhari, and various other, Tafsir al-Baydawi and others. Later on, after having acquired some knowledge in the Fatih Mosque in around 1950, when he was around 20 years old or 21 years old, he traveled to Egypt to study at the prestigious Al-Azhar University, where he graduated from the Faculty of Sharia in 1958. There too he benefited from a number of scholars, Egyptian scholars, but more specifically one of the people who had the greatest and most profound influences on him, or some of the people, were Sheikh Mustafa Sabri and Sheikh Muhammad Zahid Al-Kawthari. Now these two are very important personalities. The first, Mustafa Sabri, was the exiled Sheikh Al-Islam, the Grand Sheikh of the Ottoman Empire, who fled to Turkey because of the pressure and resided in Turkey, in Egypt, where he passed away. The second was his wakil, almost his deputy, and that was Sheikh Muhammad Zahid Al-Kawthari, who probably had one of the most profound influences on Sheikh Muhammad Amin Siraj. It's important to speak a little about Sheikh Al-Kawthari. Sheikh Al-Kawthari was probably one of the greatest scholars and encyclopedic scholars that the Muslim world has seen in the last 100 years. He was known for his immense and vast knowledge of almost every subject in Islam. Not only every subject, he was very familiar with manuscripts and the history of the manuscripts and the writing of the different scholars in the past, etc. And to such an extent, then he too had fled Turkey to reside in Egypt. Towards the end of his life, or at some point in his life, senior scholars of Egypt, Sheikh Muhammad Abu Zahra, well-known scholar of the Al-Azhar, and a great scholar of fiqh, and a few others had appointed Sheikh Al-Kawthari and requested that he conduct lessons in Sharia at the Al-Azhar University. Sheikh Al-Kawthari had excused himself because of his old age and his ill health, and because at the time he was taking care and looking after his ailing wife. Various other scholars had praised him tremendously, including Sheikh Yusuf Ad-Dujwi and others. It was during the time in Egypt where Sheikh Amin Siraj had spent some time frequenting the home of Sheikh Muhammad Zahid Al-Kawthari, where he attended lessons. And he was fortunate in that around 20 days before Sheikh Al-Kawthari had passed away, he was granted his thabat, meaning a compilation of his asanid, his sanad, his transmission, chains of transmission, etc. Thus making Sheikh Muhammad Amin Siraj one of the last people to receive ijazah from Sheikh Al-Kawthari, and also one of the last, by his passing, he was the last student who not only received ijazah but also attended lessons in Sheikh Al-Kawthari. So he was one of the last student to have passed away. Anyway, Sheikh Amin Siraj, on returning in 1958 to Turkey, resumed teaching in the Fatih Mosque. And he taught like this since from 1958 continuously up till recently, until about 2018, 2019, he continued teaching. And during this time in the mosque, he taught various subjects. He taught hadith, he taught Hanafi fiqh, he taught tafsir, he taught the seer of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he taught Ihya Ulum al-Din by Imam al-Ghazali. He loved the seerah in particular. And he would teach books like Shama'il, books like Qadi Ibai, Ashifa by Qadi Iyad, and books by the late Sheikh Abdullah Sirajuddin as well. He always encouraged his students to learn the Arabic language and always motivated them. And he would say, more recently, he would say to them, learn Arabic and read the Quran, because now you have a president who reads the Quran. He would say this in reference to the time when the Quran was banned and Arabic was banned, etc. Sheikh Amin Siraj did not author any real books, but his focus was on nurturing and preparing a generation of youth. And with the result, we find that over the 60 years or so of his teaching, he had a tremendous influence on the society in Turkey, or in Istanbul in particular. There's many who have studied under him and have benefited in different ways from his knowledge. Some have went on to become university academics, some have become imams and scholars, some have become mayors and even members of parliament, etc. So his influence is widespread. That's why many ulama have referred to him as the silent mujahid. And with regard to his personality, I recall spending about 10 days with him in 2010, during which I attended lessons in his home and the masjid, etc. And he was already by then in his 80s. and very, very warm and generous person. He insisted on me accompanying him on having meals. The day I was leaving Turkey, I went to greet him, flying back to South Africa. He insisted on walking with me with his walking stick, an old man holding on to his hand, walked to my hotel to see me off, to bid me farewell. While waiting in the reception for me to bring my bags, he sent one of his senior students, Sheikh Hamdi Arsalan, who spent over 25 years with him, and he sent him to go and buy a gift. And this is a huge bag of Turkish delights, as well as a copy of a famous book in Hadith, Ramuz al-Hadith, by Sheikh Imam Diyauddin Kumushkhanawi. And during the stay there, he insisted that I accompany him at times and be a witness to some nikah that took place, as well as address some of his students on numerous occasions, etc. So Sheikh Amin Siraj continued and dedicated his life in this manner to teaching, serving the deen. He spoke about how the Hifz schools have been revived, where once upon a time schools for memorizing the Quran were banned, but now these schools were reopened. And I recall visiting a school with him where they were, we didn't enter, but from the outside he pointed out that there were like 400 girls who were memorizing the Quran. He spoke about a time when there was not a single masjid in Istanbul wherein the Taraweeh Salah, 20 rakats, were being read and the full Quran was completed. And this in 2010, I think, when he said to me that there were about 89 or 90 masjids where the Quran was being completed in 20 rakats during the month of Ramadan. He introduced me to some young men who were hafid of the Quran and had memorized books like Riyadh al-Salihin as well as Sahih al-Bukhari. So all of this, he spoke about his good and close relationship with some of the great ulama who've passed on, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, Sheikh Nuruddin Itar, who passed away last year, and Sheikh Abu Hassan Ali al-Nadwi from India. They were his close friends. So like this, he had left an amazing legacy. Many senior ulama and junior students, everyone felt very comfortable and warm and welcomed by him. His personality was one which was very warm personality. And therefore many, especially more so in his 80s, where he became really popular and famous for his sanad and for his chain of transmission via Imam al-Kawthari, many sought to obtain ijazah from him. And thus scholars from all over the world were eager to meet him and obtain this ijazah from him, and then were blessed to narrate from him with that particular sanad. So there's a lot more. Some of the scholars have compiled short little booklets of 30 or 40 pages on the life of Sheikh Muhammad Amin Siraj, and with more detailed books are available on the life of Sheikh Muhammad Zahid al-Kawthari, the Wakil of the Sheikh al-Islam of the Ottoman Empire, who passed away in 1952, and Sheikh Amin Siraj, who passed away in February 2021, that's the past Friday, the 9th of February. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His mercy and rahmah on both these shuyukh and all of the ulama who passed on. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us and grant us the tawfiq and the ability to benefit from them and their knowledge and the other ulama who are still alive and serve the deen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.